Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome to It's Your Funeral, the podcast where we interview guests about the most important day of their afterlives. As ever, I'm here with my corpsey co-host. It's Sam Hammond, aka At Von Cruz. How are you, Sam?
I'm all right.
Heavy breathing.
I've not seen you for a while, mate. I've missed you.
No, this is what happens when we record two in a night. Sam gets a little bit heavy breathy. We're desperately hoping to get people to slide into our DMs for once on the funeral site, but your heavy breathing, I'm not sure, will do it. Guys, if you have any funeral or death-based stories, send them to our aforementioned Instagram, at @poditsyourfuneral, or poditsyourfuneral@gmail.com. But our guest today is musician, activist, and party promoter Rutari Savage, a.k.a. Young Black Male, on Instagram, a.k.a. Young Black Male in life.
It's your boy.
How are you, Rutari?
I'm well, man. Thank you so much for having me, boys.
Thanks for coming on.
It's a dream. Fuck me. Real studio nut.
Can I just say, full transparency, when we released the first few episodes of It's Your Funeral only a few weeks ago, Rutari, Young Black Male, sent an amazing stories video that I saw bigging us up.
Some good promo to your followers.
Because I actually do think this is like, do you know what I mean? I'm a bit of a podcast nerd. And I was saying before, I'm a bit of a true crime freak as well. But it's because of that morbid curiosity. But this is a better way. It's kind of like morbid curiosity holding a mirror up to your face as opposed to just watching everyone else get murked everywhere. Do you know what I mean? I think it's good.
So I guess
healthy.
I guess we should ask, what are your, you know, you said you love true crime. What are your favourite true crime podcasts?
There's one called Criminal, which is good because it's healthy and wholesome.
Is that the Aussie one?
No. It's this chick called some... I know what you mean.
It goes, she goes, hey, it's Phoebe.
Yeah, it's Phoebe. Phoebe, not Bridges.
Phoebe Judge. Yeah, I like her.
Because the name is perfect and that's good. It's really wholesome. Voice. Because it's all about crime, but like not necessarily like slaughtery crime. Sometimes it'll be like this person did this or set up this illegal, this little thing, and was cute. And then I also like, what do you call it? It's called Sword and Scale, which is another one, which is another big one, where that's just really murdery and shit. So
Have you heard Case File?
I have heard Case File.
Aussie one.
But the voice is just, I'm just like so monotone.
I know,
like,
but it sends me to sleep. I like it.
Exactly.
Like, from the 19th of December, 1972.
I know.
Honestly, I'm asleep in about 10 seconds.
Hold on, Sam, continue with that. That was really excellent.
Yeah, that's your voice for the night.
Two girls were walking home from school.
Ooh.
Polo
from school.
Yeah. I went brummy somehow then, sorry.
It happens.
Rutari, what have you been up to? We're just literally tomorrow heading into second lockdown. What have you been? How has COVID affected you? What have you been up to the last few months? How things?
So like, I mean, we've been trying to, obviously we've been like doing a few parties on the lowdown and stuff. Like,
he's a naughty boy.
You're a very naughty boy.
I mean, like there was a party that I was supposed to be a part of that I dropped out of recently, which was ended up 1,500 people ended up going to that. You'll read about that in the news.
When you say a party, isn't just one that you're going to, or you're working at your...
I was one of the organisers and dropped out at the last minute, so you can't fucking get me, police officers. I wasn't part of it.
I got a message off you that made me laugh, because you invited me kindly to one of your parties, and it was like a voice message I think you'd sent to everyone, and you were like, you know, yeah, there's a risk with COVID and stuff, but... you know, we're all under 30. We're all going to be all right. And I was like, I am not under 30.
Mate, we're vulnerable, mate. You can't invite us to that.
It's
all
right. Yeah,
we're
no.
in the high risk category. So,
I've been just keeping my head down. I've got a new place and I hate it. So I'm basically going the full 12 rounds with my landlords, trying to let me out of the place without having to pay 2 extra months rent. So I basically found everything that's wrong with the place. No fire alarms, no fire blankets, overcrowding and all that. And I've basically just fucking ratted on them to the council. And I've told them, listen, man, we can do this the easy way or the hard way.
Right. So I've been having fun with that. Is it one of those places in Manor House with the 100 people?
This is like a normal house. My first normal house in ages. It's in Leighton. and it's just like a normal house, but every room has a couple in it, four rooms, and then there's me. So there's nine of us, one bathroom, the other one doesn't work. It's just like, you're not even allowed to smoke inside. It's just
how much shagging are you having to hear?
Man, not nothing. They're all like married couples. Like one of them's pregnant. I wish I could hear more fucking shagging. Yeah. It's like not even fun couples. It's boring bullshit.
You should move into his house. He's got a room in the Barbican.
I've got two rooms going in the Barbican, is 750. It?
Fuck, that's a lot of money, mate. I live on the cheap because I got that fucking van as well. Do you know my van?
Yeah. And tell us about the History Machine.
Yeah, History Machine. That cost me like £250 a month to run before petrol.
And, I know nothing about the History Machine.
The History Machine's amazing.
Yeah, so me and my ex, we bought a van like last year, November, almost a year anniversary now. It's almost a year old. And then when the protest started happening, the Black Lives Matter protest, we decided to just like paint. It was her idea. We decided to paint like slogans on it and stuff. So we're painting signs. We thought, fuck it, we could just make this a huge sign. Obviously, we're a bit drunk and high or whatever, and we did it, and it's just stayed ever since. So we ended up basically leading the protests.
Oh, amazing.
All through Trafalgar Square and all that, just thousands of people. The Instagram handle.
Were you
handle.
The one who scared the horse?
No, I wasn't actually, but I was there when the horse got scared. I was like, I'm out of here. Like, I saw that happen, and I was just like, I'm out of here.
The maddest bit of video I've seen.
Bro, that was nuts. The whole thing was chaos.
The police horse went full pelt with the policeman on the back, and the policeman got knocked off by a street sign.
Yeah, yeah. But it was like, you could hear it like from like, probably like about 20 years. It was like, dunk. Yeah. Like,
they not trained those cop horses?
It was a female police officer, I think, who was on it. Yeah. And just got thudded off the back of the horse at full pelt.
It was like, it was one of those things where it's like, failblog.org, but like, really painful.
The
a
horse
bit too
just
real.
Like getting behind the BLM movement.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's like black horses matter too. Fucking.
But I also
fuck
heard
you,
from
get
someone
off
else.
My back.
I heard from someone else. Someone had asked the police what happened to the horse after that, and they said the horse
killed it.
No, the horse found its IKEA own meatballs. Way back to its stables up in Whitehall or wherever it was.
Well, it just went all the way.
It just ran, found its mad. Way back. Ritari, we have to get back to the subject at hand. What is your funeral experience?
Man, do you know what? I've been dying to tell you this. I can only remember going to one funeral, maybe two. And like, I haven't been to any big ones yet. Like, I haven't actually been to any funerals with people that I gave a shit about yet. It's usually like in the cab on the way there, my mom's telling me like, so this person is this and such and such. That you
well,
saw
thank
them
you
last...
for coming on the show. That's the end of today's show, Ritari. Thank you so much.
This person died because of this and like, they really loved you and you don't know who they are, but... And so there's one funeral I remember, I think I'm probably like 6 or 7 years old. And I was fucking around waiting for all the boring shit to end so I could eat lovely Nigerian food, obviously. Yeah. Like, had a couple of buddies hanging out with them. And I ended up outside while I was playing, picking up a hypodermic, is it hypodermic? Yeah, a needle.
Yeah.
Picking up a needle. I brought it in to show my mom, like, look what I found. And my mom was like, and so on a sadder note, my aunt died of HIV/AIDS. So my mom freaks out at that shit, sees me with a needle, like, where did you stab yourself with it? So my mom's crying, washing my hands. In the sink, and I'm God. Like, poor me. I'm just like,
where
I
was
don't know
this?
What's going on.
In the
it's
funeral,
in London, somewhere.
In London, right?
Yeah, like afterwards, in the eaty drinky bit of it all, the fun bit.
Mummy, so I found like, a smack needle.
So my mum has been crying all day, and like, then it's me there coming with a smack needle, and I'm just like, why? And she made me think like I was gonna die. So I was like, Jesus, if this is my time to go, then like, I guess like,
yeah.
Yeah, why so are you taking my new toy?
Yeah, it's like this is, looks like fun.
Well, okay, so
so that was weird.
A little, I'm gonna jump around a little bit, but you mentioned about the nice Nigerian food. So
yes.
Is that a different standard of wake in terms of food from what we've been used to from our guests? Then
talk
us through what to expect in a Nigerian food wake.
The Nigerian spread is mad. Like, see, Nigerian food is the new Caribbean food, right? Because obviously, like the Windrush and all that happened before, like
you know,
Nigerian
the old
came.
Caribbean food.
Mate, yeah, exactly. But it's like it's new to the UK, I guess, relatively speaking. Yeah. So we're all really hyped on Caribbean food, but Nigerian food, West African food, is the way forward now. Jollof rice, this kind of like beanie cake thing called moi moi, all these stews. Yeah. There's like, I don't know if you know, like super malt, all this little malt, non-alcoholic, all that shit is great. So all that food is going down, and Nigerians can't help but like, they cannot help but celebrate. And so what usually happens after a while, the music goes on, all the women will start dancing, all the men will just start throwing money at them and shit. It's all this really weird shit goes down.
At a wake?
Wakes, weddings, whatever. Just anywhere where there's money, women, booze, food, and men. Like,
good.
This shit goes down, so it's really fun, yeah.
Sam, I think...
We can't help but celebrate.
Sam, I think we need to potentially open our eyes to the possibility of having a Nigerian wake.
I mean, I can make you honourable Nigerians? What do you call it? Like, yeah, should I make it? Okay, I hereby declare you both. Usually.
Thank you.
Yeah,
and
there
actually,
you go.
After Brexit, British. If we could get some Nigerian passports.
Yeah, totally. Really, I mean, you know, Nigerians were also really, you know... big on scamming, so if you guys send me like 200 quid, I'll send you something made out of cardboard.
Wait, are you
pen.
A Nigerian king?
Yeah, or Prince, yeah, whatever you want me to be, whatever will get you to send me money.
How much?
We haven't got any money, mate.
No. How much? other than also including this podcast, how much thought have you given to your own funeral?
Do you know what? Every now and then, I have actually thought about it. Do you know what I mean? I've been thinking like these motherfuckers better miss me. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. When I go, yeah. I also feel like because of my lifestyle, I often feel like I'll be in the pits of it, and I'll be like, I'm gonna die before all you lot.
Mm.
So.
You're a healthy young man.
I mean, I look it on the inside. I bet I'm just like
ravaged.
Yeah, I mean, my lungs are already
ravaged.
Like,
and when you talk about your lifestyle, do you just mean like partying too much?
Partying a bit. I don't sleep very much. I think sleep's quite important. And I also think I just like take a lot on and wear myself out a bit, maybe.
Yeah, but you're young, right? You can do that when you're young.
I guess so. Yeah.
Yeah. You'll soon lose the energy for that when life beats you down. Yeah.
I hope so.
What do you think leads to your insomnia then?
No, I'm just like, I make sure I'm just busy. Yeah, that helps. Yeah, other supplements. But I think it's just I fill my day to the brim and then I wake up out of excitement to do something. Do you know what I mean?
If you don't follow Rotario on Instagram, you should. He's very positive. His posts are very positive and uplifting.
Yeah,
especially for a man who doesn't sleep.
Yeah, totally. Mm. Yeah, I leave like my suicidal thoughts for like off the story. Do you know what I mean? So I'll be like, really hyped, and then like go off and be like, ugh.
That's a shame, because ideally for our traction for the podcast, if you could bring in your suicidal thoughts, that would probably help us out.
I'm switching them on right now. They're on.
Are you going to go for your funeral? Are you going to go for the traditional Nigerian funeral?
I think it would have to be. It's just like, so I'm half Nigerian and half Rwandan.
Okay.
Now, Rwandan people, we're cattle people, right? We're quite placid, quite chill. So like, we don't really push for anything on that side of me. And then my Nigerian side is literally just like, ugh.
Yeah,
I don't know if you've met many Nigerians. They speak really loud on the phone.
Mm.
You know what I mean? In public.
I know a guy who's a Nigerian prince. I know there's like loads of different royals.
My uncle's one as well. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And he's like, his family own an island somewhere off Nigeria and stuff. Yeah.
Yeah, man. Yeah. We're all about it.
Yeah.
So I think it probably will have to be a Nigerian funeral service, because they will, that side of the family will be like, no, we're doing like this. And the other side of the family will just be like, well, whatever. Like.
So talk us through a Nigerian funeral service, I guess.
God. Fuck, just extravagance. Just like probably the only people on the planet that outdo us in both cinema and funerals are the Indian people. Do you know what I mean? Like, have you ever watched like Nigerian movies? Nollywood.
I've seen some like clips that are very funny.
Yeah, it's just like, it's mental. So like a typical like Nollywood director, which I would love for like a Nollywood movie to be made of me and that to be shown a little bit of my life. That'd be cool.
Yeah.
And like a typical like Nollywood director would do like 400 movies a year or something like that. Do you know what I mean? Just like churn them out.
Yeah.
Just shitty quality, but just like always witchcraft in them.
Yeah.
Really, really fucking just loads.
Love it.
And in terms of like the normal stuff that I guess in this country, it usually tends to be, you wait at your family's house, your family get together, and then the coffin gets brought out in the hearse, and then you kind of get in the cars behind it. How does a Nigerian funeral differ from that?
Do you know, I can't even remember that bit when I went down there, but do you know that meme that's been going around with the people like dancing in the coffin? I think they might be Ghanaian, maybe, but Ghanaian, Nigerian, West African. I would love for that to be it. Just get them dancing.
Must be like earning some cash now, those lads.
For real.
Yeah.
I don't know. They get royalties on that.
If you guys at home haven't seen that, go to @poditsyourfuneral on Instagram.
We've got
a few little posts of that kind of stuff.
Yeah, oh, really? Yeah.
Because
I would actually like that. So if anyone's listening that loves me really, please make sure you get like Chris Brown. Maybe bring back Michael Jackson for one of them and just have them do some dances.
We're talking about some of the naughtiest men in pop.
I know. Like, once I'm dead, you can't at me for it. So just have them all there.
You can be cancelled once dead now,
exactly.
Unfortunately.
You can, but I don't care if you're dead.
Do you have any interest in how you would look in the casket? Is it an open casket? What are you wearing? All of that kind of stuff.
Oh, man, do you know what? I'm a big fan of, like, realism, keeping it real. So I would want the casket open, but just let me decay. Have everyone look at me. Because that's going to burn in. You're not going to think, like, oh... Not going to think a year down the line, oh, he looked so great in his casket, better in real life.
Shall we wait like a few months to do the funeral?
Please.
Yeah, so you're like quite rotten.
Yeah,
who's doing the funeral? What did you say, Sam?
I said, should we wait a few months to do the funeral after he's died? So he's quite decomposed.
Let me molt a little bit. Let me
leave you out in the sun.
Let me liquefy a little bit, yeah.
Like vultures.
Yeah, I mean...
Vultures coming down.
It's true, because people always say that it's cheaper to do the funeral straight away, but I'm thinking, just get me like a unit, a big yellow storage, put me in there.
Yeah.
Just let it happen. A few air fresheners in the room. And then, like, after a month, come pick me up. I'll be all grey.
That's cool, yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
God.
All smelly.
That's really that. Genuinely
I really don't
disgusting.
Want this to happen, but I really actually kind of do now.
Yeah, you can't get enough of it. Do you have any thoughts on who you would want to be there? What does it look like? Who's there? Who's crying?
Yeah.
Who's not crying? If you could look down on it, I guess, from on a high, what does it look like and how do you want it to look? And, you know, what kind of things would make you look down at it and be like, oh.
Do you know what? Like, because, I mean, I've listened to every episode twice, believe it or not. Because I started listening straight away. As soon as you posted it up, I was like,
this is
sick. I am actually a super fan. So I know you want all your exes to be there and crying.
Damn right.
And to be honest, like, I don't think any of my exes would cry. But so I kind of wish they would be there and crying. Maybe they finally realise how amazing I was.
Why would your exes not cry? You're clearly a very charismatic, handsome man.
It's out of pride. I like to date really proud people.
Yeah. Right. Do they break up with you generally, or do you break up with them?
No, I usually just do something stupid and then like it's just like a mutual agreement. It's like, well, listen, like, we you couldn't possibly.
How stupid are we talking? What are we talking about here?
I don't know. Just like, you know, usually say something like, can I have an extra girlfriend or something like that. You know what I mean?
That usually doesn't go down well.
They really don't like that. No. But it's like from the very beginning, I'm like, I kind of like, you know.
Can we role play this?
Yeah.
So you're you.
Yeah.
I'm you. You're your girlfriend. Okay.
Yeah.
Ready?
Yeah,
I'll
cool,
start.
Cool. Yeah.
Can I have an extra girlfriend?
Absolutely not. Yeah, that's usually how it goes.
And
down.
I'll never see you again.
And then it's like, so what? You're
classic role play.
And you're like, I already have one.
And then it's like, and then you might find a text message or a WhatsApp in my phone or something. Just don't, you know, don't look there.
He's a naughty boy.
Mate, oh.
Sounds like you may be
But so now I've been going for like open relationship type things.
How's that going for you?
It's not going well at all because you agreed to an open relationship and then like all of a sudden like they're like, well, you can't shag that person. It's like, what?
Yeah, I don't know that.
Why?
I need to get in writing. I think that's the next step.
When they say you can't sleep with that person, what are the reasons?
Because, well, I think my last ex-girlfriend was like, yeah, no, I mean, that I wouldn't do that.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
I mean, no, I wouldn't do that. But I mean, the last time it was like there was some rules set out where I could shag whoever I wanted, but not in the house that we both lived in because we lived in a big warehouse.
Okay.
But then I did, so that didn't go down.
But then, did you admit it when you did?
Or yeah, I'm very honest about stuff. That's you know, people think that honesty is everything. It's not everything. You also need to be. There's a lot of other things you need to be. Apparently.
Such as a liar,
I think some people actually appreciate a good lie to stop people from, you know, being sad and stuff. Yeah. White lies. Yeah.
All right, here are the rules. You can shag anyone you want, just not in the house. Well, then the only thing I want to do is shag someone in the house.
It just happens though, doesn't it? After a night out, sometimes. Anyways.
I think it does. I think it does if you're told not to do that.
Do you know what? After this episode airs, I feel like I'm not going to have any trouble with women ever again. No one's going to fucking talk to me. So it's all good.
Well, either that or no one's going to listen to this episode. So don't worry.
Yeah, don't worry you. Listens to it.
Yeah. We recorded an episode just before you arrived with someone else. And we talk at length about cryogenically freezing people.
Yes.
Is that something you'd ever be interested in?
Man, I don't know.
The possibility that potentially,
yeah,
in a million years' time, you could be brought back from the ice.
The weird thing is that I'm actually quite spiritual, and I actually feel like sometimes, well, a lot of the time I do feel like the soul is eternal and shit like that. Do you know what I mean?
Do you believe in an afterlife?
But like, yeah, but in a weird way, I think like just life in general is just like a constant loop of sorts, or like your soul gets recycled, or maybe your soul transfers. I was thinking about like reincarnation the other day, and I was thinking that, you know when you quit a job, usually either jobless for a little while, or your first job overlaps with the other one, so you end up doing both jobs for a little bit, and there's like a little crossover period. So I think that might be the case with your soul. So you reincarnate and maybe even exist in two human vessels at the same time.
All right.
So I feel like maybe cryogenically freezing something might fuck with the timeline. You might just end up like being locked into a body that's doing nothing for 2,000 years until someone can do something with it.
You'd be bored as shit. Though? Have you ever seen a dead person?
No.
Because I have, and when they're dead, like,
not
you can
close.
Tell their soul's not in there anymore. You can just
yeah,
see it.
Is it?
Yeah, yeah, just like instantly. I was with
what
my nana when
she
died.
What is the soul, though? What is the soul?
The soul is...
life.
It's that spark, isn't it?
Spirit.
James Brown. you just see it. I don't know. Because a lot of people in India believe in reincarnation because of their religion. This guy went out there and he spent 30 years investigating all these cases, because loads of people do scams where they'll find out that like a little girl died in a family, and then they'll take their little girl and say, your little girl's reincarnated into ours, give her some cash, like, and you can hang out with her. Right? And so there's all these scams going on. So this guy for like 30 years did all these investigations into these cases, and like more than 95% of them were bullshit. But then a load of them were like, insanely believable,
but still bullshit. Surely,
I don't know.
It's fascinating. That's all.
Where's Maddie, Sam?
That's all. I'd say.
Where is Maddie?
Mate, in your basement. So much about her on it. Is it? Is she there? Yeah. Good.
Is
keep
Maddie
there.
In India?
Maddie, mate. She's
Maddie's like 21 now.
Maddie's just gone backpacking.
Yeah. Yeah. She's on her gap year. Yeah. Chill out.
Long gap year.
Yeah. She's on her gap life.
No, but there was like some compelling shit in there. Like, there's one kid who knew that he was like, kept talking about his other parents and this island where in Scotland where he lived, where the planes landed on the beach. And there's only one island in the north of Scotland where planes land on the beach.
Yeah.
And they took this kid there and he was like, yes, down here is where the gate is, where I lived, and the lighthouse is around the corner. Whoa. And they were like, what? And he knew everything. And he was like four. Holy and he was like, that's where mummy died. Yeah, it was so fucked up. Yeah, yeah. So there is some weird things.
Unexplainable shit happens to me all the time. Do you know what I mean? Like,
such as?
Shit from like you know, like not just like weird deja vu things, but sometimes it's just everything's too coincidental. Like, everything just seems to fall in place in such a weird way. And it's just like everything's leading up to this moment.
I don't want to be cynical, but I heard one person say once, and I kind of believed in it, that... coincidences are weird, but wouldn't it be kind of weirder if there were no coincidences?
Absolutely.
Do you know what I mean? So there's an element of that. And secondly, I want to go back to the Maddie thing and just say this because it's one of my favorite moments. I know this isn't for everyone, but in 2007, when I started doing stand-up, I was at an open mic gig, and this Finnish comedian, and I can't remember his name, unfortunately, but it was literally only about... It was within a year of Maddie disappearing.
Oh, really?
Sure. Right? And he did a joke in front of an open mic audience of maybe 20 people where he went, I won't do the accent, but he just went, I wonder how Maddie McCann felt 2 years ago when she had her midlife crisis.
Holy shit. How did that go down?
And it was just like the whole room just went, inside I was like, brilliant line. What a fucking brilliant line.
I think it might be time to bring that joke back because it's not too soon anymore.
It's not my joke. It's a lovely Finnish guy. And if anyone remembers the nice Finnish comedian,
I sometimes joke about Maddie on Instagram because I think we've got to laugh at tragedy and it's been a long time now. But I sometimes joke about it and I do get some angry DMs sometimes.
Did you watch the Netflix?
Usually people who've got little kids, they'll be like, you shouldn't laugh about this.
Did you watch the Netflix doc?
I'm sure I did. Yeah, I did. Yeah, I did.
It's actually brilliant because I can't remember how many episodes it was, but let's say it was three eps. Basically, in the first episode and a half, it really made you think the parents could have been involved,
right?
In this, right?
Yeah.
And then in the second episode and a half, it was like clearly they were not involved in it. And it's like, that's smart producing, because that's basically what the public thought on it is, isn't it? You're either like, oh, they were involved, they did it,
but that's
or
the thing.
You're not. But they definitely don't.
And if you're into
your mum.
Yeah, man, her mom's fit, Her mom's fit. She would have been fit too if she was still alive. But I mean, like, the thing the thing is, that's another thing that comes up. It's that, like, you don't know how people are gonna manage that grief, right? It's the whole thing about having people cry at your funeral. I'd rather people just, like, are real with it. And I kind of want my funeral to be like a networking event. I've got like 130 unfinished. Yeah, I've got like 130 unfinished tracks on SoundCloud. So I'm gonna invite loads of producers.
Mate.
Like, make 6 albums, Life After Death shit.
Well, that's it. One of our main questions is, what's the music that's going on there?
That's
so
it.
You're just your SoundCloud, just 130 tracks.
Do you know what?
Start to finish.
Would it be like super narcissistic for me to say that I want other people to make songs for me? I'm gonna be like putting my will, like you, Kanye West. Hopefully, I'll be friends with him by then.
You were a beautiful boy.
That's it, mate. You're making one. You're straight up fucking making one. That's it. That's the fucking hook.
Kanye's too busy making holograms for his wife.
There we go. Yeah,
that's fucked.
That was so.
What
fucked.
He made a holo? Wait, what?
He made a hologram of Kim Kardashian's dad for her birthday.
Really?
Yeah, like her dad being alive, saying, Kim, I'm so that delighted to see
up.
You reach this age and all this stuff.
That
and he also went,
fucked.
He goes, also, I'm so happy to see that you've married a genius.
Oh my God.
Wait, did he say that?
Wait, but whose voice was it in?
He had an actor who sounded like him.
Oh, right.
He's so fucked up.
Did it say that, genuinely?
Can you imagine that studio session?
He got that in there.
Can you imagine that studio session? I was like, so this is what I want you to say next. You just say, like, I'm so happy you married a genius. Like, Kanye West, like,
you know that Kanye will have been in the booth too with him. Like through the glass.
Yeah.
Just going, no, say it like this.
Yeah, yeah, no. They're literally like, cut, fucking hell, this guy. And just like making him do it again and again and again.
I've watched it, but I couldn't get through to the end of it. So that was clearly the point where I just like broke
it
out.
That was the big criticism of it. But, I mean, Kanye's
I bloody love that man.
He's a funny guy, isn't he?
I actually love that man.
I recently watched, you know, the David Letterman series?
Yes,
where
yes.
He
this
just interviews people.
This person needs no introduction.
Yeah, yeah.
Nothing.
And
so
he,
good, that
he
series.
He interviews Kim Kardashian on that.
Uh-huh.
And then, like, 30 seconds after he starts, he's talking to the audience. And then there's a whole standing ovation because the Kardashian family, the rest of them walk into the audience
coming
late.
Yeah, I know. I saw that.
And Kanye is there.
Yeah.
And he's just wearing huge sunglasses and a hood over his entire head.
I love that man.
And it's just like...
I know,
dude.
He's got bipolar, hasn't he? And
he has.
And he's on the meds all the time, which make him really sort of down and just hibernate. And then every 18 months, he just comes off the meds, goes
and
mental. Decides to run for presidency, writes a record, trips out, and then he goes back on the meds and goes back.
It's wicked, but he needs it. If he was just like hype Kanye all the time, like no one would be alive right now.
He'd
do a nuclear holocaust.
Did you see the bit about a month ago where he took pictures of him putting his Grammys in the toilet?
No.
On Twitter, it was the same day that he released his entire record
contract. I saw that shit.
Pictures of him having put Grammys.
Yeah,
in his
I saw
toilet.
That.
And I think he may even have pissed on them.
Honestly, good for him.
I love the guy.
For real,
I think he's very funny.
Can't believe anyone gives a shit about a Grammy. It's actually fucked.
It's
and I would know that I would give a shit about a Grammy. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
But like, really, it's like that
Kanye though. You're not gonna give a shit. You already know you're great.
Yeah.
He
is Grammy.
Yeah.
Grammy,
just means grandma, doesn't it?
Change the name to Grammy.
Ritari, I'm going to go through some quick fire.
Shit, fuck
it's
yeah,
your
yeah.
funeral questions.
Uh-huh.
So, will it be a religious funeral?
It couldn't be. Like, nah, because there's
you're not religious.
The thing is, I feel like I'm quite spiritual. I definitely believe in some form of like guiding. So, I've got this
but
weird
no
thing that kind
thing.
Of exactly. I don't think how unfair would. Our God be if he picked one of them, be like, yeah, sorry, the Jews were right. Mm. You get to heaven or like hell. And it's like, sorry, if there is a one God that does actually love us all, then the playing field must be level.
Yeah.
Fuck you if like I was raised by a Muslim dad and mum and dad, and then I get to the gates, the pearly gates, and they turn to fucking shite for me or whatever.
Yeah,
I don't know.
You've lived your life, you've been a nice boy, but get to hell, Muslim.
Sorry, your parents like you grew up in the wrong postcode,
so
you're Stamford Hill.
Cool.
Sorry, fuck off to hell.
As much as I love Stamford Hill, Tottenham area, of course.
Exactly.
I'm a big Spurs fan. But
yeah.
There is something strangely alluring about the idea of turning up at the pearly gates and them just turning into feces.
Yeah, yeah.
I quite like that idea. What is the dress code for your funeral? Other people, what are they wearing?
I would love for people to just come in like what they're wearing instead of the whole like, what am I going to wear
fancy
shit.
Dress.
Oh, fancy dress. Whoa. Fancy dress, please. Yeah, next question. Fancy dress.
I'm going to come as Mr. Blobby.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
You can be my Blobby.
You can be my best man. You can be the MC if you come as Mr. Blobby.
I will do, man.
Yeah, frankly, it's been a tough time for work, so I think we'd all take a job as Mr. Blobby right now. Yeah. At Blobbyland. Do you remember Blobbyland that it got opened as a theme park and then closed and it's all really bleak in the Midlands somewhere now?
Oh, God.
Noel Edmonds is
like everything else in the Midlands.
White elephant.
Noel Edmonds, pedo or not?
But I'm going to go with pedo because everyone seems to be these days.
Yeah, I think you have to be a pedo to be successful in life.
I think so too. Yeah. This is why I'm not successful in life.
There's no evidence as far as I've seen that Noel Edmonds is a pedo. But he's an interesting man. Anyway, who is carrying your coffin and why?
Those six Ghanaian men. Yeah. If I can get the exact same men, if they haven't died yet.
Fair enough.
I'll speed shit up and die sooner if I can get them on board.
Who's giving readings or speeches at your funeral?
Man, honestly, like I think just some great orators. I think like I'd like to have a lot of shit people do it. Not shit people, but like people that don't take shit serious, like make shit all about themselves. Kanye West, maybe.
Yeah.
My mum, a few words. She'll probably do quite a good job. Probably not as well.
Hopefully you'll outlive your mum.
Yeah, then maybe Barack Obama at the end just to tie it all together.
Did you see that three-pointer? Did you see the three-pointer he did?
Yeah. Viral. It's what I do.
That's what I do.
Oh my God. You fucking posted the thing with the drone strike, didn't you?
I chose a good day to do that.
He shot the basket.
Shaquille Drone Neal.
That's what I do. I kill children.
Yeah, he's like Barack Obama shoots the ball. It hits the basket, but instead of it, you seeing it go in the basket, you just see this drone blow up a building, and then he just goes back to Obama like, "That's what I do."
I'm a huge fan of Obama, and I want to speak to Sam now that we're on the case. Like, surely he gets some props for. That fantastic night with Osama bin Laden. What a great
night. What did he do?
Well, he was responsible for signing off the two helicopters who went in, the stealth helicopters, by the way, that went in, one of which then crashed.
And wow, then, was that Black Hawk Down?
No, that was from like Somalia years before.
Right, yeah.
But it was a similar vibe. Two of them went in, one of them crashed, they had to blow it up so that nobody could get the tech.
Yes.
They all then go up into the Osama bin Laden six-story house where he's got 19
the Playboy
wives.
Mansion. The Playgoat Mansion.
Up to the top, kill him, bring him out, bury him at sea, take all of
his
dignity.
One of our previous guests told us that he got wanked on the plane.
It was Saddam Hussein, mate.
Wait. Saddam did some horrible things, but he didn't do anything to America.
He did like normal dictator level horrible things.
He only did stuff to people who had oil and money. Did I ask you what you wanted written on your gravestone?
Yes, I think maybe this is where I'm going to go serious with it. Maybe just something like a life well lived. Actually, fuck, I had some notes in my phone. A life well lived.
A life laugh loved.
A live laugh loved. A live laugh loved. That'd be good. Actually, that'd be nice.
Well, you could do. I thought the other day. I said that I didn't want a gravestone, but now if I do. I want like my number on it and say like text me, and then like when I'm in the grave, and then bury me with like a Nokia 5110 because they last forever.
Last for 8 years. Yeah, and then last
like,
everyone.
If I wake up, it was like right, yeah, how's it going?
Or maybe I wrote down his Instagram story gave us life because people tell me that sometimes, and it makes my day.
Okay, his Instagram story gave
sad,
life.
Sad people.
And final question: how do you want to be remembered?
Man. I don't know, man.
Text me. Sorry, I'm still laughing. Yeah,
that is fucking great. Please text me.
Text me.
Oh man, that'd be great. And you can just leave the sickest voicemail.
075.
You've reached at Vom Cruise's voicemail.
Here lies Vomus Cruise. Yeah.
I'll do that actually now. I take back my previous plans. I want a gravestone with text.
Yeah, you've got plenty. Okay.
How do you want to be remembered? Tell us.
I mean, I just remember me for like whatever memory we had. If you didn't know me, don't fucking bother remembering me. If you liked one of my songs, fucking, you know. Remember that.
Good timing. Where can people find your songs? Plug all of your stuff for us.
Man, so I've got a record coming out on Speedy Wonderground.
Hottest label in the UK at the moment.
Yeah, mate. Apparently, what are they calling it? What do you call that? They're calling it, anyways, they're calling it a good label. So yeah, I've got a record coming out on there. I'm on the B side, which is the good side, right?
Yeah.
It's the G side.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's coming out, I think, on the 6th, physical. I've got five
of
copies. And
December.
I've of November. November. Literally, like, maybe soon. On vinyl, man.
Nice.
Because I go straight to, like, you know, I don't fuck about really with all this fucking other shit. Like, I just get it straight out there. So I've got that coming out. It's just my SoundCloud is youngblackmale, etc.
Excellent. And your Instagram again?
Is youngblackmale_. So
fantastic.
Roll through. Shoot me a DM, I reply them all.
Yeah, make sure to follow him. Send in your DMs for sure.
I've also got a Finsta, which is a fake Insta, which I've actually got video that features my penis on. So if you think that I sound sexy on this, it's young black
penis.
It's young black tamale. Because I thought I put a TA in there. different.
Can you put penis on Instagram? I don't think you could.
You can't. I've only got 16 followers. So, like, if any of them report me, I'll just murder them all. So
I put, like,
they know
old men's cocks on mine sometimes and I get reported and nearly banned.
You can't even fuck about with that, man. You've got too many followers now. That's your livelihood soon.
No, that's true, actually, Sam. You have to be careful.
Yeah.
No, I've stopped sharing old man's
penises. Start a backup. You need to start a backup once you get to 5,000. Start a backup.
You've just taught me what a Finstagram is. So
Finsta.
Thank you so much.
There you go.
Go on there, check out Rotare's knob.
Yeah, exactly. I post I don't know, sex videos and shit. Like, whatever you want, you can post on there. Like,
guys, just in case you didn't know, this is the last night before lockdown for us, so it's all gone a bit crazy.
Sorry, Mom.
But please do follow us on Instagram at @podit'syourfuneral. Also subscribe to us. It's Your Funeral. Drop us a comment and a rating. And of course, send any of your funny funeral stories to podit'syourfuneral@gmail.com. Follow @bombcruise
on
Instagram.
Follow him. It's actually so lit.
And also have a listen to my other podcast, Almost Famous. And we'll be back very soon with another episode of It's Your Funeral. Thank you so much. Goodbye.
Peace.
Bye.
Mic drop.
All right.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.